Only with a keto, ketobore, carnivore diet can you actually eat until you're full and still be burning fat. No other diet allows you to do that. Not Weight Watchers, not the American Diabetes Association. Everybody else's diet, they want you to starve yourself a little bit and stop before you're full.
Welcome to the Express Soul Health and Wellness Podcast. In each episode, you'll learn from experts about the best practices and technologies to live a happier, healthier, and hopefully a longer life. Here is your host, Claudia Erdenola.
Welcome to Express Soul Health and Wellness Podcast. If this is your first time here at my channel, my name is Claudia Erdenola. I am a professional engineer with a passion for health and wellness. And in this channel, we bring experts, doctors, and healthcare practitioners to teach us better ways to regain control of our health, to live longer and happier and healthier lives. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast, please subscribe right here and hit the notification button. Also follow us in all our media, social media channels. We love to hear from you. And remember that we bring this content to you completely free at charge. And we ask you to support our sponsor, Express Soul Coffee. Express Soul Coffee is my brand of coffee, which I designed with your health in mind. I wanted to bring a brand to the market, a better option for the most important drink on the day, which is the first drink that we have in the mornings, our coffees. Bring an option that was totally clean, organic, low in acidic, but also free of molds, pesticides, and preservatives. You know that most of the highly commercialized brands that you see out there had been stored for years, months, collecting molds, and they are over-roasted. When they do that, they also not only hide the defects on the coffee, but also they killed most of the nutrients and antioxidants that are good for you. At Express Soul Coffee, we work with small farmers in Central and South America to produce the most delicious, amazing coffee beans that get all of those nutrients and antioxidants because our roasting process respects that. We wanted to keep it at a level of perfection that keeps the acidity low, but also preserving all of those nutrients, antioxidants, and polyphenols that are good for your health. So go to www.expressolcoffee.com. We got our coffees in this presentation, also in the convenience of the coffee packs. And again, I have a discount code for you, podcast15. Podcast15, you will see the discount here in our description box. So go ahead to www.expressolcoffee.com, order our coffees with the discount code. And shipping is free after $50. So when you buy 3 bags or more, your price gets really, really good. It's a good deal for you. Go and try my coffees. Let me know if you like them. So I was talking to you about the other week about the low-carb for better health event that my Express Soul Coffee and my podcast sponsored. Low-carb for better health was an event held at the Montgomery Bell Park outside of Nashville, Tennessee. It was a beautiful event, gorgeous venue, my goodness. What a beautiful place. What a beautiful people we met there. The attendees were amazing. And we were supplying our coffees. We brew our Expresso Alma, which is my Colombian gourmet coffee. That is amazing. Come from volcanic soils at the north of my country. It's basically cultivated by the natives of Indians there. And it's very, very good coffee. Amazing flavor. And also we brew my Expresso Sana, the organic blend. And most of the attendees, they were fascinated with the coffee. They were coming, commenting. You will see pictures. They were trying. We give away samples of each of the blends. So it was amazing. They love my Expresso coffee. And they are ordering now. I can see the orders coming, so it's exciting. If you want to order them, remember that I have the discount code here. Podcast 15 for the 15% off of your order. Plus shipping is free after $50. So at the event, the Low Carb for Better Health, we met these amazing speakers at the event. And I've been talking to you about that because I have them here at my podcast for a short chat. And again, this chat that I have with them on my podcast was all about how was going to be their presentation at the event. What was going to be the content of the speech in front of the audience, of the attendees of the event. So in this episode today, we're going to have the opportunity to talk to Dr. Ken Berry. Dr. Ken Berry is a very popular doctor YouTuber with over 2 million subscribers on YouTube channel. He and his wife, Nisha Salas Berry, are very popular into the carnivore and keto carnivore diets. I was talking to Dr. Berry because I was very interested in learning how was his journey of him between, you know, how has been his experience since he was in a doctor at ER, emergency room. He was obese, and then he reversed the obesity and become metabolically healthy by implementing carnivore diet. So he became very passionate about not only researching in depth about this protocol, also sharing his experiences with the people on YouTube. So over 2 million people are subscribed to his channel. Nisha has other hundreds of thousands of people subscribe to her channel as well. And both Dr. Ken Berry and Nisha share on their communities on YouTube all of these protocols, new research about implementing keto diets, carnivore diets, and reversing metabolic diseases and bringing people back to optimal health. So in this episode, I have the pleasure to talk to Dr. Berry. Dr. Ken Berry is going to be sharing with us some of his insights, wisdom, and encouraging people in how successfully they can be reversing metabolic diseases such as diabetes, also immune diseases such as psoriasis, and other disorders associated with malnutrition. So it was very encouraging also to see Dr. Berry interacting with the attendees, and they were sharing stories of success and their struggles and into not finding answers into traditional medicine, and how implementing keto diets, carnivore diets, they were able to regain control of their health. So these kind of events are so amazing because we have to see at first firsthand, all of these people really sharing their experiences, and the doctors sharing data and latest research and the way that they support their communities in how they can successfully be reversing metabolic diseases, achieving optimal health through the implementation of keto and carnivore diets. So with no further ado, here is Dr. Ken Berry. Remember, he's going to be in our podcast hopefully soon. He's a very busy doctor, but hopefully we invited him here for a full episode. This is a short talk that we have with him at the event, the Low Carb for Better Health. Actually, we talked to him after he delivered his speech to the audience. So it was very nice. And I want you to pay attention to Dr. Berry because he had years of experience and successful story. He has people all over the world subscribing to his channel, listening at his videos, and learning from him. I have to say that I did it with my husband. We learned a lot from his videos during COVID. We were exercising in our gym and playing those videos, and we start doing the carnivore diet as a cleanse. And it was amazing. After we achieved, our results were amazing in both cases, my husband and myself. We, you know, switched to more on the keto diet. So it was low carb and healthy foods, whole foods, more emphasis on the proteins from animals. So anyway, he has been a teacher for so many, and Dr. Berry has been an inspiration for thousands of people around the world, millions. He has millions on his podcast. So here is with us Dr. Ken Berry. Dr. Ken Berry, Welcome to the Express All Health and Wellness podcast. We're so happy to be here at the Low Carb for Better Health. It was an amazing event. We are at the end of the day after you have your speaks and talking to the people and encourage them in all of this new, you know, lifestyle on the low carb that is much better for their health. Yes. My first question to you is, why do you think these events are so important for people attending, not only at the event, but also virtually? And how is the contribution that you guys are doing into this keto lifestyle, carnivore, bringing them to an optimal state of health?
For many people, this is the only exposure they'll have to the real health and nutrition information that will help reverse chronic disease and help them reclaim their best health. They just can't find this anywhere else. And then many people need the personal connection of being in person. Some people can watch YouTube videos and
yes,
that's fine, but some people really crave that in-person shake hands, hug, take an USC together. They need that interaction. And these events, I really love the small regional events much better than the humongous events. I like this more intimate setting, so people, they don't feel as shy about coming up and saying hi.
Yes.
Asking a question, you know, let me autograph something. Let me ask you a question about my dad or my grandmother. And I'm happy to answer those questions, but in the big conferences, sometimes people are shy about doing that.
And then are too many, you don't have the opportunity to really, you know, get to know them. I mean, we have right. 350 people in the event now today. So it wasn't not that small, but you're right. It was not as a large crowd.
Yes.
So you were able to talk to them. And I think a lot of people are craving this information now, because I think that we have been deceived in so many ways.
Yes.
And in your book, you know, you tell a lot of things that lies that we get from our doctors.
Yeah.
And we are finding out that empowering ourselves to take control of our health is better and keep us away from the doctors.
Yeah.
So tell me about how's been your experience since you started in all of these changes on your own diet. And then encouraging other people to do it onto the carnivore and keto carnivore diets. How has been that process since you started until today?
So when I first started this, the reason I started this was because I was severely obese and pre-diabetic. And I was a doctor. I was supposed to know better. But I obviously didn't know better. And so I had to go back and start over with human nutrition and throw everything I was taught in the wastebasket and start anew and say, okay, obviously none of that works because
mm-hmm.
I'm the doctor and it didn't work for me. And if it's going to work for anybody, it should be the guy that is the one giving the advice. So I had to start from the beginning and relearn everything I thought I knew about human nutrition. And in the process of that, I reversed my prediabetes completely. I now have a normal body weight. I'm 54 years old, and so some people say I don't look my age.
No, you don't.
And I definitely don't at my age.
You have a lot of energy. I saw you on a stage today.
Yeah, and so, I mean, who doesn't want to have lots of energy
yes.
and a healthy body and a healthy mind? I think every human on the planet will say that.
Absolutely.
And so that's why people are so hungry before this, is because of the information that they get from mainstream media, from their doctor, from their dietitian, their nutritionist. It may make them feel a little bit better for a few weeks. They may lose a few pounds, but then they hit the wall. It's like, I can't keep doing this, because basically every other weight loss strategy is a semi-starvation strategy.
Yes.
It's eat less than you want.
That's not sustainable, right?
You can't do that. That's impossible.
Yes.
You can't even do that. You have to lock wild animals in a cage.
And they want to find
their
way.
Less than they want. They want to eat until they're full.
Mm-hmm.
Humans want to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And only with a keto, ketobore, carnivore diet can you actually eat until you're full and still be burning fat. No other diet allows you to do that. Not Weight Watchers, not the American Diabetes Association. Everybody else's diet, they want you to starve yourself a little bit. and stop before you're full. You cannot do that forever.
No.
That is
impossible. No, it's not sustainable.
Right.
No, and mentally, I think in the short term, maybe people are able to do some kind of like restriction and get themselves right. Like, I'm
because
doing it.
But it's using not their willpower.
Yeah, but
and willpower only gets you so far.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
Only a diet that allows you to eat until you can't eat another bite, that's a diet you can do forever.
Okay, I'm telling you what, here is the thing, and my listeners know this. I was a vegetarian for 9 years, very long time ago. I'm a civil engineer. I was working on projects, very remote areas, because my specialty is in infrastructure and transportation. Mm-hmm. So you don't make a road or a highway in the middle of a fancy city. You do those in remote places.
Right.
My nutrition went very bad, and I started losing my hair, my skin. I aged like crazy in less than 1 year. Nails, everything was very bad. I went to the doctor. Thank goodness was a good one. And he told me, I got you the best medicine ever, and you're going to be better in less than a month. And I was just, oh, my God, pills. He said, you have to go and eat meat again.
That's right.
I just can't believe that I was depleting my body for so many years, thinking that I was doing the right thing.
Yeah. We've been misled.
Yes.
By so many authorities and so many powers that be. And I don't think they're being deceptive or dishonest. I think they believe it too.
Yes.
But everybody at some point comes to the realization that meat is what it is, our ancestral food.
Yes.
For our species, it is required for optimal health. You cannot attain optimal health or even good health in the long term without eating meat and fish and eggs. It is impossible for any human to do that long term and stay healthy. There are many vegan influencers out there who claim to be doing it and claim to have these muscles and all this, but I guarantee you, if I hired a private detective to go to their house, within a week, you would catch them on video eating salmon, eating some
grass
finish, eggs, dairy, cheese. They're eating animal products, so they wouldn't look as good as they do. Because the vegans who truly do it as instructed, they had the same problem you did. Their hair, their skin, they're getting older, their teeth are getting loose.
It's crazy. And then the supplementation that is required. Right. So because you're not taking the nutrients that you are if you are consuming the animal protein.
So they tell you, here's the vegan diet. It's the best diet for you.
But
also, here's 12 supplements to take a day. Does that make any sense at all?
It makes no sense.
No sense.
It's a nonsense. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I've been in both sides. And I feel at my best right now. I'm 52. My skin has never been better. My hair, my nails, these are the real nails. My husband is 75 years old, is in super great shape because we take care of our food. What we eat is important. Eating the whole foods and the animal products are super important. Now, I saw today something that was really, really encouraging, and it brings me hope, because I saw more than a few people into the audience raising their hands when you were asking who here reversed diabetes or, metabolic conditions, obesity. And it was like, oh my gosh, just following a proper human diet.
Yes.
So, but not only that, I also saw something very, very interesting today. I saw a lot of people from the medical community attending your conference, learning from you, from Dr. Westman, for everybody that was on the stage, because they understand that maybe this is time for them to learn nutrition for humans.
Absolutely. And every time I go to a conference, there are more and more healthcare providers, nurses, pharmacists, physical therapists. When I first started doing this 5 years ago, I would ask that question and one or two people would raise their hand. Now, it's sometimes 25% of the audience are healthcare, paramedical healthcare providers. In some fashion, they're in the healthcare industry. And they know that what they were taught is just wrong. And so they are also hungry, because every healthcare provider wants the best for their patients.
Absolutely.
And they know that what they've been taught is not doing what it was promised to do. So they're looking, they're hungry for the answer. What do I tell my patients so that they get healthier and actually come off medication, not have to go on more medication? How do I keep my patients out of the hospital? How do I have 75-year-olds looking like him? And you're, how old is Lila?
52.
I mean, I don't even have to say anything. If you want to look like that at 52.
Healthy.
54.
Yes.
You must eat a proper human diet, and that is mandatory. It has to include lots of fatty red meat, eggs with the yolk, seafood. If you want some veg, that's fine. If you want some fruits, that's fine. If you want some nuts, that's fine. But you must include the fatty meat, or you will not look like this woman. Okay?
This is great. So what? How many years you had been practicing out of the conventional medicine because you were in ER?
Yep.
So how many years since you started doing all of this, your YouTube channel and awareness and on the proper human diet, how many years since you started?
So I graduated med school in the year 2000,
mm-hmm.
and then did my residency in family medicine. And at that time, I didn't know any of this.
Mm.
And so when my patients would come to me who were obese or had, I would say, you just need to join Weight Watchers, join the gym. That was my standard answer.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible advice.
Yes.
I didn't help anybody. I probably hurt people. And so then when I became severely obese, I implemented the advice that I gave my patients. I started jogging, started eating whole wheat bread, drinking fruit smoothies. I cut the saturated fat completely out, almost completely quit red meat, and I got sicker. I gained more weight and got more diabetic. And I was like, so I then knew all that advice I'd given to all those thousands of people did not help them a bit. I had wasted their time and money. And that's when I said, I can't be that guy. I've got to give good advice or I'll quit. And so that's when I hit the books again and I started learning about, at first, paleo, primal, Atkins. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept hearing about this keto thing. And so I started looking into that. And lo and behold, there's a ton of research about keto.
A lot of books
right?
on it.
And
yes.
with keto, I completely reversed prediabetes. Lost all the weight back down to I was just overweight, not severely obese anymore. And then with carnivore, that took me the rest of the way.
Absolutely.
And for me, as close to zero carb as possible, that's the proper human diet spectrum for me.
And then the next question to you is the following, because you went against the traditional medicine and you have seen so much improvement in the people that are subscribed to your community and to your YouTube channel. Now, when we see in America spending over $4 trillion, almost $5 trillion a year in healthcare alone, and we see that 80% of that is spent is in chronic diseases, inflammatory diseases, our money is put in the wrong place. We're not doing prevention. And you say something really true today. You don't gonna wait for the government or the institutions to do that part of prevention. So we have to do it ourselves.
Right.
We have to take control.
It's up to us.
It's up to us.
It's up to us. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to save your family. You have to, at first, you have to adopt this. You have to do this. You have to fix your own health. And then people will naturally gravitate. I bet every day you have somebody go, wow, you look amazing.
Well,
what are you doing?
Yes.
And then you get to teach them. And anybody can do that. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be anything special. You just have to fix your own health. That makes you an expert.
Well, you did it yourself. So you're not only preaching something. You did it to yourself and it worked. And now I can tell people that this is successful and it's achievable.
Yes.
Now, I've seen hundreds of your videos over the years. And you say something today, people sometimes come to my videos 2 years after. I launched my video 3 years after. And that's so true because we started watching your videos during COVID. We couldn't go to the gym. We were locked. So we bought our own gym, put it on the garage, and we were working out with you on the TV. So we totally get out of the, because in the beginning of COVID, as many people, we were worried, the wine.
Sure.
I was like, no more wine.
Yeah.
Dr. Berry said no alcohol, okay. Then I start eating healthier and eliminating a lot of, because we were already eating healthy, we thought.
Sure.
There were certain things there that they were not healthy and we were eating them every day. So we started eliminating that. And when we went full carnivore, my husband lost about 33 pounds in 3 months. It was all visceral fat. He get a lot more definition. He felt better, lighter. So all of those benefits, you're right. When you do it on yourself, you're happy to tell the other people it worked.
Yes.
Now, your videos are there. People can go and see them even they are 3 years ago, 2 years ago. But the good thing about you is that you go and research new stuff.
Sure.
You never stop because there's a lot of data getting new and we're learning from long-term studies.
And also, I never leave videos on my YouTube channel. If new research comes out and shows them to be an error, I've deleted 3 or 4 videos.
Good.
Where I was like, nope, I was incorrect about that. Or I'll go back and I'll change that. Or I'll make a video rebutting my own self. Yeah. And so basically, if a video is still on my channel, I still believe that that's accurate and true. If it becomes, new research says, nope, that's not true, I'll take that video down. Because I'm not in this to make $1 million. I'm in this to
help
the
people.
Health of 1 million people.
I know.
That's what I'm in this
and for. And I see if for you go to your Dr. Ken Berry's videos and see the comments of people there from everywhere in this world. They listen, they watch the videos, they see the results, they comment. It's very encouraging.
Yes.
Now, you talk about ripples today. Yes. I think these events really make ripples. We are moving the energy. More people are getting to know you and the many other professionals really working into awareness of the population of a better way to take control of our foods and getting healthier. So that is amazing. It's very encouraging. I want you, invite you to my podcast to have a podcast just with the questions that my audience had for you, more specific into this way of eating, and how we can learn and teach people how to do it in a successful way.
Sure.
So thank you very much. I enjoyed your talk today at the conference, and you're gonna see Dr. Berry pretty soon, hopefully, in my podcast. Thank you very much, Dr.
Thank
Ken
you very
Berry.
Much for having me.
Absolutely. If you like the content of my podcast and you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe right here, hit the notification button, follow us in all our social media channels, and also leave a 5-star review right here. That helps us to spread the word on health and wellness. And remember, support our sponsor, ExpressoLCoffee.com. It's www.ExpressoLCoffee.com. Order our amazing coffees. You will support us in keeping up and expanding this channel and bringing more doctors, more professionals into the healthcare and teach us better ways in how to stay healthy. So remember, my dear friends, until next time, health is wealth for the body, mind and soul. Take care.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you like the information that we shared with you today, please subscribe to the Express Soul Health and Wellness podcast and follow us in the social media outlets of your choice. Until next time, please remember, health is wealth for the body, mind and soul.